Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be rainy into this afternoon, high near 46. Right now in Kenosha, the temperature is 43 degrees, no precipitation being reported. Same thing in Burlington, only it's 40 degrees, at least it's not raining. Milwaukee, still some light rain though in 42, and some light rain in Racine with 43 degrees. Temperatures have been rather balmy of late, except for a couple of hiccups here and there, and so far it's been a pretty good break on the old heating bill. And even though winter doesn't officially start until 10:48 tonight, it's been kind of nice. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel pointing out the mild start to the heating season, combining with the lowest natural gas prices in 16 years to good consumers' relief. Just 2 years ago, probably forgot this already, bitter cold kept the old furnaces going nonstop. If conditions, though, continue as is, we could be looking at numbers up to 50% below those heating costs. We Energy is indicating it's possible more than a million customers could end up paying less for heating this winter than in any of the past 15 seasonal periods. Drivers of two vehicles colliding Sunday night along Highway D near Highway 20 in Racine County's village of Rochester, each of them suffered broken legs. Sheriff's Department indicating one had to be extricated, was taken from the scene by a Flight for Life helicopter, the pilot setting the chopper down in a field right next to the damaged car. The other, a pickup by a second helicopter at Memorial Hospital in Burlington. A news release indicates that a 52-year-old man was driving west and crossed the center line, colliding head-on with an eastbound car driven by a 61-year-old woman. Both vehicles suffering extensive front-end damage. Alcohol appears to have been a factor. Well, alcohol should not factor into your holiday gatherings. If you're going to be out driving, you should have somebody who's not drinking and driving. Gatherings are going to begin for the next couple of weeks in serious time here. David Papps, director of the DOT's Bureau of Transportation Safety, says the nice thing about today's technology, you got all kinds of extra eyes out there on the road trying to help law enforcement deal with campaigns like the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over group.
Get as much info on the vehicle as possible, make, model, year, and a plate number if at all possible. When you call 911, be ready to tell the dispatcher where the vehicle was seen and where it's headed. Give as much specific information as you can.
Pabst adding that alcohol-related traffic deaths and injuries over the past 10 years in Wisconsin, those have been cut in half. But still, too many drivers are getting behind the wheel, impaired, endangering not only themselves, but others. Racine Alderman Sandy Widener wants to use the solar-powered speed indicator signs placed on Ohio Street this year near Graceland Park after an almost year-long battle by Alderman Henry Perez so they can check out the speeds along Northwestern Avenue. It's on the agenda for the City Traffic Commission later this afternoon. Alderman Widener seeking the speed indicators to be taken off the Ohio Street poles and relocated over to Northwestern. Previous committee discussion did indicate these portable signs could be used in other locations if requested. Racine Fire Department sent out last night to the 400 block of North Memorial Drive a report of smoke at the upper level of what appeared to be a vacant home. Once inside there, crews confirmed flames and some smoke throughout the entire structure. Indications from that scene hinted that the building may have been under construction at the time. Fire declared out roughly 30 minutes after being first reported. A pile of old TVs somehow caught fire next to a shed near the Dover Town Hall on South Beaumont Avenue. That prompted responses from the Kansasville and Union Grove Fire Departments. First arriving sheriff's deputy said it was thick smoke blowing across the roadway and flames about to start that shed on fire. And Racine police still looking into a shooting incident from early Saturday morning near Northwestern Avenue and Rapids Drive. An 18-year-old man suffering a gunshot wound to the leg around a bar, indications. No information has been made available by police, however. This happened near a bar. About the same time, there was a hit-and-run accident at the big intersection there. This involved a dark sedan that took off. Nobody got hurt. It may or may not have been related to the shooting incident. Again, no other information is available. Racine Unified School Board meeting tonight, full agenda. Among the items up for consideration, a report on the high school transformation plan for 2016 and some of the feedback from the three information meetings that were held last week. Also, reports on school climate, the school choice programming, preference schooling, and online enrollment. You know, it's not unusual for school districts to find themselves in situations in which student privacy issues have to be balanced with the concerns of the taxpaying public, like the recent broadcast reports of six Racine Unified kindergartners being suspended for improper behavior of a semi-sexual nature. Board of Education had a closed meeting on the issue last week. Then district officials cited personnel and privacy laws on indicating why they could not offer comment or any information, even without identifying the students, the school, or any teacher involved. Bill Leaders heads up the Wisconsin Freedom of Information Council. Now, he says officials can talk about their policies in general and how such matters are handled procedurally. But he notes these are tricky situations. Officials, though, also need to remember a couple of key points.
The first is the need to protect confidentiality of individual students and their families. And the second is the need to explain its actions to the people who pay it their salary.
In the case of Racine Unified, Leader says he feels for the district, but he says they should be providing some information to the public. City Council in Kenosha tonight scheduled to review a proposed change to the city's big box ordinance, which would allow large-scale commercial development in more areas of the city. Council adopted the original big box ordinance back in 2007, this regarding a Walmart case. Council will meet at 7 o'clock tonight in Kenosha. The Brooks Tractor Project in Mount Pleasant progressing toward the point of actual construction. The Village Plan Commission approving the site plan last week on the heels of the Racine Water Utility completing a line to that 10-acre site on the southeast frontage road. Lewis Brooks, the president of the company, telling the Village Plan Commission that this will be their sixth location in Wisconsin and they intend to be a part of the community for a long time.
70-year-old family-run business, and we found this 10-acre spot. And it's just the perfect location for us. We can't be more thrilled to be here. Subsequent to purchasing the property, we had a wetland issue. We went through the delineation process with the DNR. And about 2 weeks ago, we got the permit to go ahead and proceed with this development.
Brooks credited for being involved in the first Mount Pleasant Day, a display of equipment despite just being a landowner at that point. He told the commissioners this new site is going to be a major facility that will, quote, grow over time, unquote. WRJN.com, that is our webpage, and our newscasts are there in podcast form. Just go into the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400 WRJN News.